You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Sabrina McFarland grew up in Visitation Valley. She lived in a neighborhood where violence was a part of daily life. When she was just six, she started going to the neighborhood Boys and Girls Club. And over the years, it would become her refuge, her home away from home, where she'd play and study and learn life skills. She would eventually start mentoring and volunteering there and went on this year to be named National Youth of the Year, an award that comes with a $100,000 college scholarship. Sabrina joined me in studio to talk about her journey. You were the Youth of the Year in San Francisco.
Yes.
And then California.
Yeah.
Right? And then national.
Yeah. So it starts off locally.
Uh-huh.
So I was for Visitation Valley Clubhouse.
Oh, right here.
First. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to San Francisco, then to Northern California, California, Pacific region, then all the way to now.
Wow.
So
what's that like, especially the National Youth of the Year?
You know, it's very unbelievable. Like, sometimes I sit and I'm like, nah, this can't be my life. Because it just doesn't, like, I just couldn't imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't grow up in the safest neighborhood. So I wasn't outside much. But, like, one day during the summer, like, all these kids were playing outside and this random lady just started handing out flyers, and it caught some attention. You know, a little crowd formed, and you know, I was like, I went outside to go see what's going on. I grabbed a flyer and they were like, a Boys and Girls Club is opening right here on this corner. We would go and just play in the computer lab, and then there was like an arts room, and we would do fuse beads. You ever heard of the fuse beads? It's like you line them up and you iron it.
Yes, you make the designs.
So I used to do that a lot. But my favorite thing was definitely dance. Mm-hmm. And I still dance to this day because it really just gave me a way to like tell my story through movement. That you know, sometimes it can be hard to speak your truth through words.
And what truth were you speaking? What did you want to talk about? What did you want to express?
Just some of the trauma I experienced growing up, like in my neighborhood, like witnessing gun violence, seeing someone get shot in front of you at 9 years old. I mean, that affects a child, you know, but I didn't really have the words or the language to truly describe what was going on. You know, you're like 6, 7, 8, maybe even 9 or 10, and you're like, wow, this event happened. I feel weird about it. I can't sleep. Why do I have nightmares? Or, you know, why are other kids like seem more happy than me?
Mm.
And you're trying to struggle with that and realize like, oppression
mm-hmm.
is real. Like systematic racism is real. And like not having that language, like, you know, if you can't name a problem, you can't really solve it. So
you felt all this stuff. You just didn't know what to call it, what to do with it. And the Boys and Girls Club did what for that?
Well, the Boys and Girls Club gave me a place where, like, I could just not have to think about any of that, to mm-hmm. be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gave me a safe environment. I remember there was times where there were shootings would happen and, you know, they made it, like, a safe haven for kids. Like, made sure that, like, those nights they, like, would stay open later than usual. They would contact parents. They would walk kids home. They would drive kids like to their houses, like taking these extra steps that like they didn't necessarily have to do, but like wanted to do to like keep us protected. And just like making things fun, like taking your mind off of things. They also have like a behavioral health specialist who like at the time I didn't know it was therapy, and like it was therapy. And you know, you have these people who are talking to you, helping you work through these issues. And you don't even realize, like, in the long run, how much that's actually, like, helping your mental health.
So you went to the club all those years. How did you go from somebody, you know, who's participating in the club and the activities to a leader?
Yeah, so I think the club knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They specifically give you the tools that you need to be a leader without you even picking up on the idea that, like, that's what a leader looks like. Because I couldn't imagine myself.
It's like that sneak therapy. You know,
like, yeah, it's like the sneak therapy. They always sneak in some good stuff in my life.
They just don't call it what it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you label things, it's a label.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked me to help a kid. I'm like, okay. Like, I'm an older student. Why not? Like, And I just start doing stuff. And in high school, you know, I need volunteer hours. So I was like volunteering there. But even after, you know, I maxed out my hours, I was just still going there. Because I just like, they would make jokes like, don't you have friends? You still coming here? And it's truthfully is like, it's just like my heart is at the club. Just being that person to see the kids who are like sitting on the outsides and like go to them and like make sure they have that extra support, I think was always important for me. Because I remember growing up, like sometimes you don't feel seen as a kid, and you know, you can feel invisible, like you're just going through the motions. And even though you're young, people are like, what do you have anything to be sad about? You don't have to pay bills. And just like having somebody like just see you and acknowledge you and like identify you, I think was really like powerful for me to like do in a way. It was like I received it and I just was like giving back what I had gotten. You know, right now, you know, I'm at school, my first year in college, and after I graduate, I'll go on to law school. And I want to be, this is what I said, I want to be a practicing lawyer for 10 years, a civil rights attorney, and just like mostly volunteer my like time to like with grassroots like activist organizations, and then go on from there into politics and eventually be congresswoman.
All right, now.
So, and just like really focus in on like equity in the education system.
Sabrina McFarland is the Boys and Girls Club's National Youth of the Year.